Welcome back. There is a lady in waiting.
She's been waiting in the parking lot. Catherine Herbrand, welcome back. FrederickExtra.com, welcome back. You've been gone for a long time.
That's true.
And we haven't been able to play that.
And
you're in.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. Play it, Frank. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Come on, Frank. I missed it.
Catherine doesn't like it.
Okay. No, go ahead. I'll let you play it.
Time for.
Nope, you don't want to?
Time for gossip.
Oh, I can't hear it.
Here's all
you
the
hear
dirt
it?
And sleaze.
Okay.
You didn't get to hear it.
I didn't get to hear it.
It was great. You want to play
was
it again?
Was it great?
Play
no,
again.
Don't play,
yeah,
it
play
again.
Again. No, you don't have to. Catherine Herbrand, FrederickExtra.com. Ed Lilly from the FredHagerstownExtra.com. I don't know. I'm Frank Mitchell from now, Drug Rehab. And Tim May, your amicable host.
You yes. are with our 5 o'clock hour audience. So
I know.
I have been blessed to hear your 4 o'clock conversations.
Oh, my dulcet tones. I don't have a lot on my website. As you said, I've been pretty much out of commission for a month between vacation and flu and traveling. So I'm trying to get back into things, and I've been out today trying to scare up some good scoops for you.
And you have some.
And I have some. A few. And some things that you might be interested in.
I'm interested in everything that you have to say.
Well, this is what's going to be coming up on the FrederickExtra.com.
I don't hear it.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Let's talk about the city.
I know you do.
I do.
The city, I don't want to talk about the city.
Okay, let's go to state races.
Let's talk about county executive.
Jane Garner, she was here Friday.
I know. I heard there was a Democrat thinking of challenging her
no
in the
way.
Primary.
No way.
I think common sense won out because she's term limited, so this would be the last term.
Sure.
So I think they're going to wait. But there is an independent candidate out and an independent. You only have to get to run as an independent in the county. I just talked to Stuart Harvey at the Board of Elections. Mm-hmm. You need signatures. You need to get signatures. You only need 1%. Of the number of registered voters as of January 1st. So he only needs like 1,800 signatures. Now, when Jennifer Daugherty ran for Earl Robbins.
Earl Robbins.
Do you know that name?
Very, very well. Know him very well.
And for those who don't.
Yes, tell us.
Earl is an educator. Mm-hmm. Earl was with the East Alco.
Right.
He was the PRP front man. He has been very active in Frederick County, not so much politics, but an activist for the right causes.
Right.
And Earl, I kind of agree with a lot of things. In fact, I can't think of much that I disagree with Earl. He is a well-qualified individual. I can't imagine why he would take an independent run. I guess the Democrats told him not to run Democrat. But that's a shame because he is a Democrat.
Okay.
In my humble opinion, which mm-hmm. I'm unanimous, and we'll have to invite him on. Has he filed, or is he is he soliciting?
Well, from what
petition?
I understand, he's out of town right now. I just found this out, so this is all I know. But mm-hmm. he has to.
Is this true, though? I mean,
yes,
I
have. I verified it with two sources.
Okay, cool.
So before I came on,
yeah.
So 1,800 signatures. He has to file a deck. What is it? A declaration of intent mm-hmm. by July 2nd.
Oh, man.
Because he's not in the primary.
Right.
And then his signatures have to be verified by, I think it's the beginning of August. Mm-hmm. So, as you know, you probably should turn them in ahead of time.
Because
in case some you
sure.
have to throw out. So then
and
he would be.
Jennifer,
yeah.
You said something about Jennifer.
Well, Jennifer Daugherty had run as an independent in the city for mayor, and she had to get 1,400 signatures. And it's different. The city runs its own elections.
Right.
Different. The state, the county follows the state. So that's why he needs 1%. So that'll make it a little more interesting.
I can't wait to hear your interviews with Earl. Because most of the time when someone runs for office, you think, A, you can do a better job, or
sure.
B, you're not happy with what is going on. And I'd be interested to see what Earl has
yeah.
to say.
Yeah, well, you know, I think wasn't he on the committee for the Downtown Hotel and Conference Center?
I
think he was.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
His voice lends a lot.
I think he had a leadership role in
yeah,
that.
No
yeah.
question.
Then
mm-hmm.
why would he want to challenge Jan Gardner?
I know, it's a good question. I can't wait to talk to him.
Of Jan Gardner would not be happy about somebody who could possibly yeah. be a spoiler in a close election.
Yeah.
Well,
exactly.
You know, that's the thing because people said Jennifer was a spoiler when you look at the numbers.
Exactly
and
right.
And Randy won that race because
yeah,
of her.
Exactly.
And we look at Ross Perot was a spoiler. Remember
yep,
back
sure.
when Clinton got elected
exactly.
and Bush Sr. didn't get a second term.
Correct.
So this could
bring
new
Kathy
ball of wax.
Zolli or Kirby DeLauder into the county exec seat.
Oh, my goodness. What about Regina?
Or Regina.
Regina Williams, because
yeah,
she's
sure.
filed too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Kirby hasn't filed yet, though.
I don't think so.
No.
And that's another rumor. you know, are you guys hearing that rumor?
Yes.
That
he's
that he and Billy are just pretending to run for these offices to raise money, and they're just going to go back and run for the seat they currently have. Yeah, I think that would be silly.
I'd heard the rumors, but I think it is kind of.
I think they're just looking at what Blaine Young did when he said he was going to run for governor and raised $1 million and then ran for county executive. Yeah.
Well, figure it out. And also, we also welcome calls. Catherine has a script, and 301-694-9363, 301-694-9363. I want to talk to you when we take back from this very short break about a friend of mine, Ken Kerr, who is a member of the Board of Education, who will be going, apparently going to another race. And this it's pretty interesting because I have ethical questions for you. I mean, he is a member of the Board of Education, and we'll find out.
Okay.
Frank, you have anything to say? Your call is at 301-694. What's wrong with you?
I'm looking for my pen.
301-694-9363, 301-694-9363.
Ooh.
All right, let's go to the phones. Who's up first? Connie's up first. Connie, what say you?
I just wanted you all to let you know that as far as it is still confirmed that Billy Shree will be running for the Senate.
Yes, it will. I talked to him right before I got here, and I didn't get a chance to say that yet, but thank you for scooping me, Connie. Billy said, yes, absolutely. He still plans to run for Senate, and he's going to file in February.
Very good.
So don't believe the rumors.
But there are still rumors.
We're rumor busting today. Yeah.
Well,
you know, that's what Billy said. I'm not going to call him a liar.
Nope. Absolutely.
So,
and he's been saying that for months.
He's been saying it for months. Yes.
Very good. Thank you, Connie.
And he also said he's doing best in the polling, that he has definitely more name recognition than his opponent, Craig Giangrande.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There you go.
Okay. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, what say you?
Hello, everybody. Tim, while you were out yesterday from 3 to 4, I wanted to give Frank kudos because, truthfully, he really tried to cover a wide range of subjects with the callers. I think, frankly, did a darn good job, and I am a conservative. In regards to your earlier comments at the beginning of the hour about the shadow government that obviously exists within the swamp, one of the worst offenders, particularly for our young millennials and those in school that maybe aren't being taught civics, history, and government, was none other than J. Edgar Hoover. The guy was a slime bucket. He provided information on many, many people.
He controlled them.
All of negative.
He controlled them, yeah.
He controlled them. He was feared.
Mm-hmm.
Truman characterized him, I think, quite well.
Mm-hmm.
As someone that was not to be trusted.
Correct.
And then, of course, Kennedy and others.
They couldn't say anything. Kennedy couldn't say anything because of, you know, his escapades and
his picadillos, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, about in December of last year, Kathy Epsilon, along with Ron Young, had a legislative meeting with various entities within the county, including the school board. And the one lady commented when asked by Kathy, what would you like to see most? She said, we'd like more autonomy. But apparently the school board doesn't understand the concept of balance of power.
Right.
Because in Baltimore and Prince George's County and two other counties near the Beltway, they have huge controversies underway right now over, first of all, grade fraud.
Yes.
In three of the counties down there, and I'm a little concerned about that in our own county right here, to be perfectly frank.
Mm-hmm.
And then the superintendent of schools for Baltimore resigned at some point recently, people thinking it was just a normal thing. Turns out he was under investigation.
Was that PG County or Baltimore County?
Baltimore City, I think he's talking about.
It was one or the other.
Yeah, I think it was Baltimore City.
Well, Prince George's County is having the issues of graduating people with a lot of absentees absences and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Glenn,
but
he claimed when he completed conflict of interest documents, he only had one income.
Right. And he had
that from the board.
Yeah.
In reality, he had three incomes.
Correct.
And one of which was to a company that was one that he promoted for a no-bid contract that the school board, that the school district would pay for.
Correct. You're right, 100%.
Well, Thank you, Glenn, for the phone call.
Yeah, Frank, yesterday.
Especially the nice words.
Yeah, especially yesterday.
Yeah, Frank, that was nice.
That first hour yesterday, Frank was
That
great.
Was Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. In fact, you
yesterday, yesterday is Tuesday.
Yeah, Frank wasn't.
I mean Monday.
Monday, okay.
Frank wasn't
When you
here
didn't
yesterday.
Show up, Tim.
Frank, I was here.
Now,
you wouldn't.
Oh, I know.
Well, Frank lives here, so, yes, he so that's exactly. not fair.
Now, this gives me the opportunity.
Who cares?
Because, Tim, you wanted to ask Catherine stuff, and Catherine has stuff for us.
Uh-huh. Sure.
But let me segue from that last caller.
Okay, Frank.
About schools and Frederick County's public school budget in particular, because you wrote about this.
I did Frederick not. Extra. Jillian Grozier, who is writes for us. She's the Board of Education reporter.
Okay, cool.
At CPS, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they are asking for an increase.
Well,
again.
And but they're also, Board of Ed now is asking the public to send comments and concerns. And this is your chance. This is the public's chance to let the Board of Education know what your priorities are and your thoughts about the
Tim's
current
are.
Budget.
No, spend less money.
No, okay. No, wait a minute. If it's to the teachers, it's different. Mm. Are they talking for what kind of increase are they talking for? For the teachers or for what?
I don't know exactly how that all works out. It's just a 4.5%
increased enrollment.
Frank, that's automatic. That's dictated, Frank. We have to pay that. That is a fixed cost, Frank. For every student, you get this much money.
Right. So
that's
there are more students, so they need more money.
They get more money.
I mean, I don't know what the average budget increases for the FCPS have been every year, but 4.5% seems about on average, though.
That's high.
You think that's high?
Well, it wouldn't be, except their budget's huge.
Okay.
I mean, like 4% of 100 is not bad, but 4% of a million or a billion is a lot.
Okay.
In my humble opinion, of which I'm unanimous.
Of course.
Why wouldn't I be?
Right.
301-694-9363. 301-694-9363. I know the city police are running around looking for a place to live.
They need a place to live. Let me tell you, I was covering that in 2003.
When you were young.
Yeah, when I was a baby, like barely born. I was writing about, let's find a new police headquarters for the Frederick City Police. It's pathetic how they have to cram themselves into those little maze of offices.
They chose
and they're
that.
Spread out.
But
I know.
The sad part is they chose that.
Well, I'm sure the guys there didn't choose it now.
Correct.
Okay. So they've just been messing around with this and messing around with this for so long.
I like the autonomy in that when we built the LEC, the Law Mall, Law Enforcement Center, it was originally for the state, city, and sheriff and communications.
It's terrible place, though.
Well, I think it's great.
There's only one way to get in and one way to get out, and you're not.
Well, you're going into some.
All right, sorry.
We can talk about those things.
Okay.
But what I said is I don't think the city police should go there. I was against them going in. Because I didn't want this idea. No, I don't like it. I like the autonomy. I like the individuals. Now, what has happened is they've gotten into a corner. And down there, the city rents from the county, which is, I don't think, really smart. But anyhow, the best thing we had was the old Mamsie or the State Farm building.
That's right.
That was perfect.
Right.
But then again, now we're back 10 years later, 15 years later, whatever. Mm-hmm. Costs have gone down, I'm sure. So what kind of budget are they looking toward?
You know what? I don't know. The only thing
I
heard.
You know where they want to go.
Well, they want to go where the Trinity's school
is. Yeah, Trinity school is, right.
That's what I want to know. They want to go to the Trinity's.
And that's out by the ball field, correct?
Yeah, okay. Grove Stadium. Yeah.
Grove Stadium. Okay. So,
or NIMIO, whatever it's called.
I'm not sure how much renovation they'd have to do. I don't know about the parking situation.
Huge parking area. The classrooms, it's a school.
Right.
It's a converted conference center and school, whatever it's called. That would be a place. Now, that puts them, you talked about when I said the lack in one way in, one way out. They're kind of
the same kind of thing.
But here's the good news.
They're close to the highway.
But here's the good news, Catherine.
Mm-hmm.
Police departments don't work out of a single station any longer. Because of technology, they're out and about.
Right.
And they're computerized in. And
those are patrol officers, though. That's not the administrators and everybody, is it? I mean, I don't know.
Administrators come in.
Right.
Yeah. But the real people, the people are doing the work, not the administrator. Yeah, really.
Oh!
The real
Do you hear that, Chief Hargis?
That's right, Hargis. Hargis, I'm talking to you, Chief. Now, I'm talking about the men and women who are out there. They're the ones doing the work. They don't have to be housed, you know. They don't have to come in every day. They don't even have to come in at all.
They don't have to come in and punch a clock.
No, it's all.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, so.
Well, let's just hope they get a home.
Amen.
They really deserve it. I do know that, as I had said before, there was a local realtor here is working with people at Fredericktown Mall, really wants the city to look at the former Ollie's, which sits behind the Fredericktown Mall.
No.
Or maybe it's still there. It's still there. I don't know. Well, they want them to look at that building, but it doesn't meet the criteria because the RFP criteria, you can't be more than a mile away from
the square corner.
Yeah, from the square corner.
Bill!
Hey, Frank. How's everybody?
We're good.
Catherine's still there?
Yes, I am. I stayed just for you.
You did. Well, thank you, Catherine, because I wanted to wish you a Happy New Year.
Happy birthday to you, too,
Happy
Catherine.
Happy New Year.
And second of all, I got a question. I got two questions for you, and I can hang up and let you answer. Since you covered this thing on the police department some years ago, and I don't remember where you were when you covered it, but anyway, you did.
Yeah, I know. I've been everywhere. I think it was the Frederick News Post.
You probably remember it very much. Yeah. Anyway, I think the location is ridiculous.
Which one, Bill?
The location up by the Harry Go Stadium, because it's hard to get in and out of. And if you remember, it was brought up about having a substation in the West End some time ago. At that time, as my friend Chief Dine was in there, and Chief said, "Well, it's you're going to have to man it," and so I think they need another location. I don't think they should just settle for the one they're talking about. I just wanted to ask your opinion on that. Number two, the second question is, Catherine, on the school board, do you think, like I have for years, there should be an independent audit? And I'll hang up and let you answer.
What does he mean? Independent
financial audit of the Board of Education. They want an outside. People in Frederick have called for or have asked for an independent audit so that we can actually see line by line where the money in the Board of Education is being spent. And it's never been provided.
Okay. And FCPS. So, that's FCPS.
Yeah, FCPS. Okay. One of the things, Catherine, he asked you about.
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm going to go find out, Bill, see what I can find out for you and report next week.
I wanted to ask you this.
Yes.
When it comes to police stations, I'm looking at money. I mean, why, God forbid, I mean, everybody has so much of it. But if we can save money and go to the Trinity School, you don't need police stations are not people that walk into the police station anymore. Those days are gone.
Mm.
Unless, I don't know what you do, unless you pay a ticket or something. I don't know. You don't even do that in police stations. So I'm not convinced that you have to put a police station in a central location because I think it's just a facilitator for the officers that you know. In my opinion, because why would they be looking so heavily or so well at the Trinity School if it were not conducive to running a good police department?
Well, I think they kind of restricted themselves quite a bit. They seem like they have built that RFP around that specific facility for a reason. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe it has to do with rent. I don't know. But when I had talked to the realtor about the potential of the Ollie's building, and that was fairly cheap, cheaper mm-hmm. than what they're renting now. And I'm sorry, I don't have the numbers in front of me.
Are they going to rent or buy? Trinity's for sale.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. And I promise, I just heard that little bit today, mm-hmm. but I promise that I will check into it and see if I can get some answers for you on that. As far as where it goes, I think you make a good point that most of the people who work for the police are out and about mm-hmm. and doing their jobs mobily, digitally.
Correct.
They don't need to go punch a clock or be in the office. But, you know, when you say people don't go in to report anything, I mean, I don't know what the foot traffic is at the police department because it's not very well delineated
now.
No,
it's not.
You can't really see where it is. I doubt there's much foot traffic now.
And they're not in the middle of a big housing development or a residential area. Downtown Frederick City is not the residential complex that we would think. I mean, people live there, obviously, but that's not the majority of the community.
And I guess I want to ask, too, city leaders, why is downtown so important?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I did talk to Mayor O'Connor briefly about that before he took office, and he seemed a little more open to it, but I think that they've been really focused on having someplace downtown for a long time. I'm not quite sure. So I'd like to find that out, too.
Sure.
So we'll see.
All right.
We'll see.
We also have another call coming in. Ed, are you awake with us? 301-694-9363.
Put Ed to sleep.
Oh. No, I'm awake.
Okay. All right, let's go to, looks like Ordy. What say you?
Ordy, yeah. Listen, this is for Ms. Harris there.
Yes, Sarah Hairbrand.
I was making a little bit over $100,000 a year, and this guy Trump came in, and I got furloughed. I just want to know from her, when am I going to get my first unemployment check? I've been waiting for 2 months now. I'll get off the phone.
Catherine?
Well, darling, I'm not quite sure who you think I am. I'm just a lowly, unpaid, you know, volunteer journalist at this point who really can't say anything about your furlough and check.
I would be concerned about why he was furloughed. That's my point. I mean, was he like under treatment or something? Did they catch
you
him?
And your treatment.
Well,
I heard what you said about me before I got on.
It was all good, Catherine.
Yeah. Catherine's at rehab.
Well, I didn't say rehab. I didn't see you brought that out. I wasn't going to say
what
that.
What other kind of treatment would there be? Flea treatment? I'm out for flea treatment? Well, come on.
Catherine, people expect you to take care of things.
That's right. You
get
to FreddieExtra.com.
I need to clone myself.
Yeah. Tim said earlier in the program, somebody called up and complained about stuff flying around from Frederick High School.
That's right. I'll take care of that.
And Tim said, I'll take care
of
it.
That's exactly right.
What'd you do?
I'm going to call and complain to the Board of Education.
It's not the Board of Education. It's FCPS.
No, it's
a city?
Mayor and Board of Aldermen.
No.
What was flying around?
It's from the construction site.
Oh, I have a friend that lives right next to it. I'll call her and ask her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I live in that neighborhood. To straighten up.
Yeah. 301. Fix it up. The Taj Mahal.
Right. All right. Where are we going now, Frank?
Lefty.
Lefty, what, out of right field. Lefty, what say you?
Hey, I play center field, not right field. How are you doing?
All right. See, we're doing well.
What's that?
I say we're doing well.
Good. I just tuned in. I actually worked till 10 minutes ago. You talking about city police and their little station there in the courthouse?
Yes, sir.
I've been there twice in, I don't know, 10, 15 years to make some report of some kind.
Or pick up an accident report. Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, that waiting area...
Isn't that special? You
know, oh, my God. It's pathetic.
It's like being in a dentist office that's overflowing.
They welded two phone booths together.
It's sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, so they don't... And they never invite you, you know, security there. They never invite you to the back room to, like, sit down. It's not like in the TV shows. They keep you waiting out there.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly. You know, go ahead, Lefty.
All right, go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah, I was going to say the reason they don't, there's not much room to go back there to. When you get back, it's just like a, you know, with the mice maze where you run around and put or the bell or you know, Pavlov's dog. That's what it's like back there. It's a little cookery cutter cut up and everything. So that would be the reason. Of course, if they knew you, Lefty, they wouldn't let you behind that secure door.
Well, I always got a little paranoid, like, geez, I held my breath or something. But anyway.
It's hard to get out of there. You get trapped.
We got a good police department. I'm not knocking the people. I'm just saying that one's a little tight back there.
Amen, brother. We need a new one.
Tim, always remember, happy motoring.
Amen, right? Buddy. You can trust the man with the star.
Now. That's cool. Catherine, you came with some juicy stuff for us.
Well, it's not juicy. You know what? Here's the thing. Who's interested in politics? I interviewed the two. There's two. I know. It's like a very small little group of us. But tomorrow, by the way, let me put a shout out for BizBuzz. Sure. BizBuzz has a little bit of a. We got a whole bunch of new stuff coming on the BizBuzz section. So be sure to check Frederick Extra, thefrederickextra.com tomorrow for latest closings, business closings, news about that, and some other interesting things.
Cool beans.
But what were we talking about? You asked me about juicy stuff.
Ken Kerr, I think, is what Tim was asking last.
That was why I left off.
Yeah, because, you know, the Democrats, a lot of times, it's hard for them to drum up candidates to run in these conservative districts. So,
well, you know, Ken, is this just a name, a placeholder, because he is in the right field. He is an educator.
And he's done well on the Board of Ed.
Oh, yes.
And he doesn't talk a lot, but when he listens.
He thinks, yeah.
And when he talks, you can tell that he's been thinking about what he's hearing, and he's trying to incorporate that.
Without question.
So I appreciate him on the Board of Education.
Right.
Not to say we couldn't appreciate him as a state delegate, but, you know, that's up to you to decide, and that's some speculation, that the Democrats just didn't want to leave that slot empty. But, you know,
Catherine, don't you think Democrats think this is the year to run if we're going to run for
something? That's the other thing. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who are saying that, and in fact— one of the young ladies that's running for Senate District 3.
Against whom?
Jennifer Daugherty and Senator Ron Young.
There's another Democrat?
Another Jennifer. And I talked to her today.
And her name is?
Jennifer Brannon. So there's two Jennifers running in the primary for the Democrats. Mm-hmm. For against incumbent. Yeah,
that's kind of interesting also, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, she got involved, as Frank said, because of 2016. She was involved when she was in college and grad school. She's a scientist out at USAMRID.
Mm-hmm.
And she works on BSL-4. She works on the Ebola virus, which is cool. She has little kids. They're finally in school. She said she's been raising a family, and she wanted to get back involved in politics after 2016.
Getting involved with politics?
Yeah, this is her first foray. Yeah. In terms of joining, you know, the Democratic, United Democrats, I think she said she helped on Donna Kazimchek's campaign. And she had been involved in, I think she was a deputy registrar, getting people signed up to vote while she was in grad school in Texas. So she's been in Maryland, I think, since 2009, in Frederick since 2011. And I asked her.
She's only been here since 2009. Now, again.
Well, no, she's been in Frederick County since 2011. But you know what? She's excited. And I think it's awesome when have new and young people. We need these fresh voices. And she made a point. She said, no one's talking about the things that we're dealing with. Now, here Ron Young's been in public serving the public for about 50 years. She said, raising children today is and sending them to schools is not the same as it used to be. We have a lot of challenges, a lot of different challenges than people did. And she said, I want to work for working families. So, you know, that's where she's coming from. She's 42. She's not like a young mom.
I'm not going to fault her because I respect anybody that runs. But her chances are slim and none.
You know, she get involved. And I think if you're passionate, and I think the next level is, hey, if you're really going to talk the talk, then go ahead and walk the walk, too. Just because you think somebody doesn't have a chance to win doesn't mean they shouldn't throw their hat in a ring.
And that's what I said first. I said, you know, I respect anyone that does that. But she has no chance. And as long as she realizes that going on, fine.
But you know what? She gets a platform. She gets to talk about issues that are important to her.
Again.
And then again, then people will know her. If she runs again.
As long as she doesn't run on the idea that she thinks she's coming into this set district for Ron Young. And you know, that's the only thing that bothers me. When people do that, it's like Martin O'Malley running for president.
That was silly, wasn't it?
Or how about this one? John Delaney running for president. To me, you know, there's going to be a Democratic candidate. Sure, the Hello Dolly is not going to be John Delaney.
You don't know that.
I do.
Okay.
We got the Democrats fighting the Democrats, Republicans fighting the Republicans. This is just a great day to be alive.
Oh, my goodness. Let's just make them sneeches and...
Well, what do you think about Chelsea?
People love and hate that situation.
For Maryland United States Senate.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, running against Cardin.
Yeah.
Chelsea Manning. What are you laughing about?
Because that is his ideology. I mean, that's idiocy. I mean, Ben Cardin.
Why is that idiocy?
Because, first of all, nobody in their right mind is going to vote for Chelsea Manning.
You don't know. Oh, you don't know that.
I just
there was a transgender candidate that was just elected in Northern Virginia.
I don't care if it's a transgendered animal. I'm telling you, this is a convicted felon in the military. Wait a minute. That's right. He was given a free pass by the president, the former president.
Right.
Yeah, he sold
out. So he's not a he's been absolved?
Yes, he's been absolved.
She.
Catherine, you know what she did?
What'd she do?
She gave stuff to WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
No, and that's stinking Julian Assange. Well, it'll come out. Let the voters decide.
You know what?
They will.
WikiLeaks. I love WikiLeaks.
I do, too. I think they're wonderful. I agree. Here's what's up. I think he's already pulled out. I hear from his campaign, through my sources, he's already pulled out. He realized how ignorant this was.
I oppose her, Catherine, because I don't see why you want to mess with Senator Cardin, who, if you're a Democrat...
He's an old white guy.
You know, you guys are so stuck in your ways. I can't even believe you, Frank. You know, you guys are arguing about any new person. Like you don't want Jennifer Daugherty to run against Ron Young.
You don't want Jennifer Brannon to run against Ron Young.
I mean, you don't want new faces and voices and challenges.
Yes, I do. But I want politically my side to be in the majority and to win elections.
Right.
To win.
So I choose that over,
your candidate will win if your candidate is the best candidate, right?
So in other words, Ben Cardinal kicked the butt out of...
Did you want...
Yes.
Here, let Ed say something.
I was going to say, yeah, I don't think Manning has a chance.
I don't think she...
No, she'll never get past the primary.
She gets the Republicans all fired up.
Frank. Don't say this. This is family ready. Don't tell me what she does.
She gets the Republicans all fired up.
She won't
Democrats, Chelsea Manning.
Like what do you think? We need to creep around and be real quiet so the crazy GOP doesn't notice us? We're like crawling on our bellies through the weeds.
Whatever it takes.
She talks, she crawls on her belly like a reptile.
Whatever it takes.
The silliness. Just pure D silliness.
Ed, thank you for being here today.
Anything we left out, Catherine?
Pardon me?
Anything you...
No, thefrederickextra.com.
Yes.
I'm back, babies.
That's right.
Got lots of stories in the next couple of weeks, so...
And we wish you the very best. We thank you for coming on.
Thank you.
And you'll be back on at this time.
Yes, I will. Yes, every Wednesday from 5 to 5:30 or 5
whatever.
To 6, whenever we got...
Whenever, yeah.
Whatever, however long you want to keep me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they didn't keep you where they were.
Well,
I know. They let you out.
Till Tim wants to boot me out the door.
They let you out. God bless you. Hey, we're coming back in 21 hours. Frank, Tim, and whomever else... that we may find out behind the back door.
In the parking lot. Whoever's sitting in the parking lot.